All right, we're back on Hockey Night in Escanaba. We're at the Wells Sports Complex, and Escanaba taking on Negaunee tonight in our player spotlight. One of the young guys on this team, Gunnar Bordo. How you doing, Gunnar?
Good, how are you?
Hey, pretty good, pretty good. So I'm getting these text messages from Braden Reinhardt's mom, and she goes, Gunnar just scored from down in Chelsea.
Yep, power play goal. Jag fed it up to me, and I one-timed it, went right over the pad and in for the first goal.
See, I thought she was messing with me, you know? I'm just kidding. She was. What was that like to score at a showcase, man?
Yeah, it was pretty nice. I mean, I only had one before that, and now I got two goals, so it's always good to have more.
Now, as a defenseman, you're not supposed to be scoring that many goals, right?
Yep, we got to stay back and not really take the puck up and be like a winger.
So what do you think about your first year of high school hockey? Now that you've made it through almost a whole season, how's it gone for you?
It's pretty fun. I mean, it's faster than bantams and just more hitting and everything. It's just keep your head up and play the game.
So what's it like being on the team and being able to play with your brother? I know that you guys a couple years apart, so it doesn't always happen.
Yeah, I was nervous coming up to play with the older kids, but he just helped me through it and told me I'd be fine.
So what did he? What did you do? How did he help you?
Just tell me, like, keep your head up, pass, and respect all the seniors, and just do what you got to do.
Well, he's right behind you trying to distract you. What do you think, man?
Oh, my God.
You don't like that, do you?
No.
So what's the difference for you, for your game, from bantam hockey to this level of hockey? What have you had to change?
I have to change my speed and harder passing and picking your head up.
How about pinching? As a defenseman, you have to know when to and when not to.
Yeah, you don't want to pinch at the wrong time and get burned.
Has it happened to you?
Yes.
So who's there to have your back when you pinch at the wrong time at the blue line and there's an odd man rush the other way?
Braden Reinhardt.
Yeah?
Yep.
So, this is quite an interesting scenario with all the family members on the team. You know, you've got the LaMarche brothers with a cousin. We've got you and Bordo. I mean, what's with all the families out there?
I don't know. We just growing up to playing hockey, and we all just want to keep playing until as long as we can.
So how long have you personally been playing hockey?
Probably like 7-8 years. I started in IP and keep on playing.
Yeah, you like it?
Yes, for sure. It's my favorite sport.
What other sports do you play?
I used to play baseball, but I don't play anymore, so I just play hockey, and I sometimes go out and golf.
All right. And you've got the mullet going.
Yep, trying to.
I mean, it's to your shoulder blades right now.
Yep.
What do you think? Now, how long are you going to let it go all the way to the middle of your back and have a woman's hair or what?
No, I'm just going to cut it off after hockey.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to let everybody know you got the hockey hair going.
Yep.
So, that goal that you scored, we put a little video of it on there, but it isn't all that clear because of the boards that she was shooting through. So describe it to people.
We were on a power play, and Jag Sawyer put it behind the net, and Jag picked it up, and I was on the point with no one on me, and Jag passed it off the boards, and I just one-timed it and went right over his pad.
There you go. That's the kind of goal you like to get. The ones where you knock the water bottle off the top of the net, that's better.
Yes, for sure.
You don't have that snipe yet?
No, not yet.
All right. So what are some things besides sports you like to do with your time, man?
Hang out with friends, hunt, fish, go to camp, ride snowmobiles, and ride four-wheelers.
Four-wheelers, where at?
Just on the power line trail by, like, Perrinville, up there by home base.
Oh, okay, that's pretty fun up there. When you went hunting, did you go hunt for skunk?
No, deer.
Oh, deer, did you get one?
Nope, not this year.
That's okay. The old Bambi's grandson is out there for you for next year, right?
Yep, always.
Okay, so I'll let you give a shout-out here. Anyone you think may be listening today, Gunnar?
My grandma, my grandpa, family, and friends.
You didn't really say hi to Spencer there.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I'm about that him.
Do you think he said hi to you when I interviewed him in Alpena?
No, for sure no.
No, you're right. He didn't. So, okay. Well, hope you get another goal here today, right? That'd be good to get two in a row.
For sure.
All right, good job.
Thank you.
Okay, that's Gunnar Bordo, everybody. More coming up from Wells after these words in our intermission show here on the Escobo Hockey Network.